from KQED.
Among the winners in Tuesday's election, a few thousand California inmates serving time under the state's three strikes law. Voters overwhelmingly approved Proposition 36, which requires the third strike to be a serious or violent felony. It's good news for inmates like Sajjad Shakur, who had two convictions for robbery when he was convicted of starting a fight and is now serving 25 to life at San Quentin Prison. Before the election, we asked what passage of Prop 36 would mean to him.
I would have to kneel down and show my appreciation that God has, at the end of the day, put it upon the hearts of the people to correct this injustice.
Reporter Michael Montgomery covers criminal justice issues, including Prop 36, for California Watch and KQED, and he's here now. And Michael, first of all, how many inmates like Sajjad Shakur are there, and how carefully were they following this election?
Well, there is about just under 4,000, 3,500 inmates who were convicted under the three strikes law, who were serving life terms, but for nonviolent crimes, nonviolent third strikes. However, how many of those will perhaps qualify for release or will be able to petition for a sentence reduction is not clear. Under the proposition, under this new law, it is not automatic. It still will be up to a judge to look at the case and consider re-sentencing.
There wasn't really a very well-funded opposition to Prop 36, but there were certainly people who didn't want to see it pass.
Absolutely. I mean, in fact, most DAs in the state were opposed to the measure. And certainly there's Mark Class, who was speaking out against the measure. It was his daughter, Polly, who was abducted, raped, and murdered in 1993. And that sort of set in motion the whole movement, the whole three strikes movement in California nationally. And it's something we asked Mark Class about before the vote.
The cost of releasing these guys, as we have seen even more recently through Governor Brown's realignment program, where the so-called real nonviolent guys are getting back out onto the street to recommit to murder and to maim, is that we are going to bring a crime wave down upon this state that's just going to cost us immeasurably in bodies, in souls, and in treasure.
Michael Montgomery, you hear that a lot about Prop 36, Prop 34, whatever the sort of any kind of reform measure that we've had on the ballot before. How likely is something like that to happen, that we're going to see a real uptick in crime?
The measure was written very carefully. You know, there was a previous effort to overhaul three strikes. It didn't pass. They wrote this document, this measure, very carefully, and that's why they got the backing of people like Steve Cooley, national conservative figures like Grover Norquist. It is very cautious, and there may be a few hundred or a couple thousand inmates who could get released, but these were people who have no violent crimes on their record.
There was a similar ballot measure, I think, in 2006 that failed. Is it fair to say that the backers of this one would have liked to go a little further than they did, but they basically took what they thought they could get?
Well, there was a coalition around this, and I think the DAs like Cooley and George Gascon and Jeff Rosen, they're happy with the way it is. They want to continue to be able to use three strikes in a limited way focused on violent offenders. There's others, perhaps more liberal sort of inmate rights folks, who feel that it doesn't go far enough, that perhaps it's a good first step, but that it doesn't address the fundamental issue here, which is pack the California prisons, which are extraordinarily long sentences for crimes that sometimes aren't violent crimes, perhaps robbery and other crimes, and that this measure really doesn't get into that. We talked to one prominent inmates' rights attorney, Charles Carbone, about this question.
It's still one of the most aggressive three strikes laws in the country. And so all that we are doing, it is curtailing it slightly. It doesn't really address the fundamental issue, which is it worthwhile to put so-called habitual offenders in prison for the rest of their lives at great taxpayer expense? For those people, this three strikes reform doesn't affect them at all.
And Michael Montgomery, what about people who are second strikers, people who are, there are a lot of those, tens of thousands, I believe. Is this going to affect them at all?
Well, this is the other point. This is a provision in the original three strikes law that isn't talked about that much, but that is a sort of penalty enhancement, a doubling of sentences for people convicted of their second felony. We've seen more than 30,000 people, that's about 20% of the prison population, in prison under this sort of two strikes element. And this measure has no impact on that. It does not address this question of two strikes.
And then finally, Michael, Prop 34, which would have eliminated the death penalty, went down narrowly. It was 47-53%. But clearly voters make a distinction between those who are on death row and the rest of the criminal population.
Indeed. I think both in California and nationally, we're seeing a trend of voters willing to rethink tough sentences, long sentences for low-level crimes, particularly drug offenses. But that trend does not really apply, or at least this year didn't apply for the question of capital punishment. And it did go down, although, as you say, it was close.
That's Michael Montgomery, reporter with KQED and California Watch. Michael, thanks a lot.
Thanks, Scott.